So as you begin allowing yourself to settle comfortably, your eyes to close, and your toes to fall naturally toward the ground if that feels good, allowing your arms to be held loosely alongside your body, but without touching your body, palms facing up towards the ceiling. So just allowing yourself now to settle onto the ground, which is supporting your entire body. Allowing yourself to feel all those places of contact where your body is connected to the floor, to the earth. Maybe your heels, head, buttocks. Just allowing your body to sink deeper and deeper into the support of the earth, which is always supporting you, releasing as much tension as you can with each breath. Stepping out of clock time now for a while, just experiencing whatever is going on with you physically or emotionally with great kindness and non-judgment. Just meeting whatever arises with a kind of affectionate curiosity. Remember that there's no need to force anything or judge yourself if you feel any tension. Remembering that the goal is not simply to relax, but to learn to become more aware. As you're noticing, you might feel the rubber of the mat or the slight touch of your clothing on your skin. Maybe noticing the air surrounding your body and how the air is also inside of you in the form of your breath. Noticing how we're connected with our environment in this way. Maybe noticing how your own breath has a certain rhythm, like the waves of the ocean or the wind through the trees. You can even try now to connect a little more intimately with your breath, paying a little closer attention to the place where the breath might feel the most predominant to you. So this could be the nostrils, throat, chest, or belly. Everyone's different. Once you've discovered that place, I'd like to invite you to try to keep a contact with your breathing in that place through the whole body scan, even as you're focusing on different parts of the body. As we go along, you might also become aware of sound. Sound of my voice, sounds in the room or outside. See if you can simply allow the sounds to be as they are, without judging them good or bad, labeling them, just letting them be. You might also begin to notice that sound, like all other phenomena, is constantly changing, one moment to the next. Phenomena arises, then passes away. It is always and forever changing. At the same time, if you notice that your mind has wandered away from your body, just very gently bring your attention back to the sound of my voice, to your breath, and to the region of your body that we're focusing on. This might happen often, and there's absolutely no need to judge yourself. It's completely normal and to be expected. So right now, with your body on the floor, on your back, noticing that it feels a particular way, pleasant, unpleasant, maybe neutral. And as you're ready, I'd like to invite you to bring a curious and affectionate attention to the region of your big toes. Without moving your toes or trying to feel anything, Just see if you can sense any sensation here. As we go along, you might notice a wide range of physical sensation in the body. Tingling, itching, aching, pressure, lightness, heaviness, warmth, coolness, maybe even numbness or no feeling at all is completely okay. As you're noticing, see if you can even start to let go of the idea of toes altogether. Just sense what's here, the pure physical sensations in this region of the body. Can you sense any distinction between the big toes and the rest of the toes? Can you sense or feel space between the big toes and the ones next to it? So if you're wearing socks or your feet are covered, maybe sensing the texture of cloth against your toes, maybe feeling warmth, coolness, moisture, dryness. Now bringing your attention to each one of your toes and noticing any sensations here, anything going on each one of these toes. As we continue to explore different parts of the body, I'd like you to keep in mind the words cradling, affectionate attention, or a type of intimacy that is both kind and curious, just noticing. So now slowly bringing an awareness to the ball of the foot as a distinct section of the foot, the ball and then the arc, the heel. Can you feel the top of the foot as distinct from the bottom? So just allowing yourself to really experience this region of your body, no matter what the experience is, here and now, this is it, in your body, with your feet, feeling the breath moving in and out of the body. And now letting go of your feet with an out-breath, letting them dissolve, allowing your awareness to move from the feet to the ankles, and notice if there's anything you're experiencing here in the ankles. The ankles are covered or not, just noticing and breathing. Now letting go of the ankles with an out-breath, allowing your awareness to move up toward the knees, noticing the space between the ankles and the knees, the lower legs, shins, calves, just noticing any sensations in these areas. You might even notice any thoughts you might be having around what's here. Without analyzing, judging, just noticing them as thoughts, and then letting them pass, just as sounds or other sensations arise and pass. Now letting go of your lower legs with an out-breath, allowing your attention now to shift to the knees, feeling the kneecaps, sides of the knees, back of the knees. Exploring this incredibly complex joint of your leg that you're moving almost all day while you're walking, even while you're sitting. You might be feeling some pain in the knees, and if so, again, as with any emotions that might arise, you can either choose to deepen your exploration, focus more on your breathing, your body as a whole, or a part of your body that feels neutral or comfortable. In all of this, it's your choice. So now letting go of your knees with an out-breath, allowing your awareness to travel up toward the hips, focusing on the area of your thighs, noticing the big muscles at the front of the thighs, back of the thighs. You might be feeling the texture of your clothing or the connection of the bottom part of your thigh to the floor. Just noting whatever's here, knees to hips, upper legs. Noticing, if you can, what it's like to bring an attitude of friendly acceptance, a kind of curious caring to how this part of the body is right now, not having to do anything or change anything, just letting it be as it is. Breathing and noticing. Now letting go of the upper legs with an out-breath. Allowing your attention now to focus on the region of your hips. Feeling the left hip, right hip, maybe sensing a difference between the two. Feeling the buttocks making connection with the floor, and whatever pressure, tingling, warmth, coolness, maybe even painful sensations that might be here, just noticing and being curious. Now letting go of the hip area with an out-breath. Allowing your attention now to focus on the upper part of the lower pelvis, the area of the body that has to do with reproduction, elimination, colon, intestines, bladder. Notice if in this area there's any place that you might soften. Sometimes we unconsciously hold a lot of tension here, holding it in rather than softening and relaxing. Now letting go of this area with an out-breath. Gently moving your attention now into the abdomen, where other organs are working, liver, gallbladder, spleen, upper intestines. Beginning to feel the rise and fall of the breath in this area. Maybe noticing what it's like to just open and relax here just a little more. Allowing this area to be soft, and allowing your organs to do what they need, each operating in its own rhythm and frequency. Maybe noticing as we continue that your thoughts and emotions move through the body like clouds, or weather patterns through the sky. So sometimes it's warm and sunny. Other times it might be dark and stormy. And either way, nothing stays the same for too long, just like the weather. You might just notice this too with curiosity. Now, as you're ready, letting go of the abdominal area with an out-breath. Moving your attention now to your lower back, another area where some of us hold a lot of tension. Just allowing this area to soften a bit with your awareness. Noticing and breathing. Now letting go of the low back with an out breath. Bringing your attention now to the diaphragm, that smooth muscle that separates the abdomen from the chest cavity. Noticing if you can feel the expansion and contraction of this muscle with the breath. The breath flowing in and the breath flowing out. Just being aware, noticing what expansion and contraction feels like here. Noticing the quality of the air as it expands into the lungs, then contracts as the air flows out. Remembering that this rhythm is a very natural part of life, this shifting back and forth, similar to how the waves on the ocean roll into shore, then roll back out. So just continuing to breathe and to notice in-breath, out-breath. Now letting go of this area with an out-breath. Slowly bringing your attention more into the chest area now. The area of the lungs, heart, upper spine, upper back, ribs, and all the little muscles in the rib cage. So just sensing how the chest is working to support the heart, which is pumping blood through the system, and the sensations you may or may not be experiencing. Maybe paying some special attention to any sensations that might be arising from your metaphorical emotional heart. So maybe any heartache or heartwarming type of feeling, or maybe just a sense of space here. Just noticing and breathing. If you notice you've become lost in thought or feeling sleepy, just gently bring your awareness back to my voice and to your body and breath. Now letting go of the chest area, allowing your attention to move into your shoulders, where we also tend to hold tension. Just noticing and breathing. Noticing how the shoulders are connected to the arms. And allowing your awareness to move down the arms to where the elbows are. Sensing the upper arms and any sensations you may be feeling. Maybe clothing or skin touching air. And then looking deeper inside the arms, you might notice tingling or pulsing, maybe other sensations. And whatever's here, you're just noticing and breathing with an attitude of allowing it to be just as it is. Now allowing your awareness to shift from the elbows down to the wrists, noticing whatever's here and arriving at the wrist. Noticing if you can sense all those little intricate bones that connect the arm and the hand. Just noticing whatever you might notice here, this place we move so often throughout our day. Now letting go of awareness of the wrists, bringing your attention into your hands, noticing any tingling in the palm fingers. Our hands are rich with nerve endings, so you might be able to sense a little more here. Whatever it is, movement, tingling, warmth, coolness, pulsing. Maybe noticing the palm is distinct from the back of the hand. Maybe noticing the space between your fingers. Noticing if there is a distinction between your thumbs and the rest of your fingers. So just breathing, aware of your hands. Now letting go of your hands with an out-breath, allowing your attention to move up the fingers and hands, back into the wrists, and from the wrists back up to the elbows, and then from the elbows up to the shoulders, once again checking in with the shoulders and noticing any tension, tightness, tingling. So just breathing here with the shoulders, having that sense of simply letting go, really letting be, noticing the floor, the ground supporting the body and the shoulders, letting go of any tension if you notice any, allowing the shoulders to be soft. And again, if you're feeling sleepy, you might try to consciously revive your attention or even open your eyes slightly and breathing a little deeper. And now allowing your attention to shift from the shoulders into the neck. Feeling the back of the neck, the throat, maybe sensing air, the passage here, air flowing in and out through this section of the body, from the chest into the head, just breathing and noticing. Now letting go of the neck with an out-breath, shifting your awareness to the area of your head, maybe noticing the back of the head and how it's connected to the floor, to the pillow, maybe noticing the face, bringing special attention to the jaw. Another place where it's very common to hold a lot of tension. Maybe allowing your teeth to be just slightly parted. Now bringing a little more attention to the area of the mouth, inside of the mouth, cradle where the tongue lies. Maybe sensing saliva, moisture, tongue touching teeth, the roof of the mouth. Noticing your lips and any dryness, moisture, whatever you're noticing. Remembering to breathe. Now shifting your attention to your nose. Maybe feeling the air entering and leaving the nostrils. Feeling the cheeks and allowing all the little muscles in the cheek to soften. noticing the area around the eyes, the sockets holding the eyeballs, sensing any moisture, lid connecting to eyeball. Noticing the forehead and releasing any tightening or tension you might feel here. Now bringing your attention again to your ears. Maybe noticing if there is any particular sensation of the physical ear and how this might be distinct from sound or hearing. Can you detect the passage of outside sound into inner experience? So just noticing what that's like, not having to do anything about it or react to it in any way. Just noticing the direct experience of sound and hearing and of these receptors, the ears. Now, as you're ready, bringing your attention to the entire head, the skull, back of the head on the ground, the whole face area. And then allowing your awareness now to scan all the way back down your entire body, from the neck to the shoulders, the arms, torso, hips, legs, and feet. So right now, allowing yourself to become aware of your entire body, just lying here with however it is right now. There might be more contraction or tension from lying still so long, or you might be more relaxed and open or somewhere in between. You might even be having some thoughts about what you did or what you thought about this body scan. Just noticing how it is right now and breathing. Maybe detecting an acceptance with how it is right now, with all of this phenomena taking place moment by moment, body sensations, sounds, the mind having different commentary or thoughts or reactions, all of it arising and passing away. We experience our entire world through all of these different connections and sense gates, ears, sounds, physical sensations, connection with the earth, smell, taste, and our minds. So just for a moment now, allowing the body to breathe as a whole, just the body lying and breathing, noticing how you are in relationship right now to this body, and to whatever the mind might be doing, whether it's activated or maybe it's quiet. Remembering, as we're aware of the body, that you are complete and whole, just as you are. Perfect in your holiness, even if some part of you might be in pain at the moment, whether physically or emotionally, this is always true. So taking some time now, just noticing yourself as a whole, wholly complete.